I am here today with Catherine, who has joined the Creative Pathways with Glasgow Barry and Network Personnel. Do you want to tell us what workshops you've been up to over the past 5 weeks?
I have did DJing and photography.
Were you aware about the equipment, or had you used any of it before?
The DJing, no, I don't have a clue about anything of the DJing aspect. Photography, I do have like a camera, and I know some things about it, but doing the workshops really like went in depth, so I know quite a few things more than I did now.
That's good. So you do feel a bit more confident, and you feel more confident in the skills you've obtained within the workshops?
Oh yeah, 100%. With DJing, I've definitely feel a bit more confident, but I just need to build up confidence a wee bit more probably with that. But yeah, definitely with both of them. I love them both. So
here we are with Cathal, who was part of the Creative Pathways program with Glasgowbury and Network Personnel. Cathal, would you like to tell us about your experiences on and off the pitch, as they say? And how did you get on at both things?
Oh yeah, the DJing was absolutely brilliant with Ryan. I had a bit of experience with DJing myself before, but Ryan did teach me a lot of new things, helped me with my mixing, and basically helped me with my confidence and everything that you need to progress with DJing, if that's the sort of thing you're into.
Cathal, you also done the production course with Dermot and Fimber. Is that something you knew a lot about before, or did you just know the basics?
Yeah, well, I knew how to set up a small setup, but when I was working with Dermot and Fimber, they showed me like the real what size of a stage can be and everything that does go around it. I did learn a lot about it because I did know next to nothing about it, and it's definitely something that I could maybe look into in the future.
Butch was part of the Creative Pathways program. He done the DJing with Ryan and the live production sound with Dermot and Fimber. Would you like to tell us your experiences?
I thought it went very well. I've learned a lot of new things, with like queuing up songs and how to make a good set.
How do you think you're going to use your skills after the workshops finish?
I'll definitely be using photography more because I really thoroughly enjoy photography, so I'll probably go into more wedding photography and baby pictures and stuff like that there now that I actually know what I'm doing. I feel more confident actually going in and doing it, so that's how I'll use photography.
Hello, I'm Connor Donnelly. I'm from Drupalstown. I've been taking part in all these workshops, Workspace and Glasgowbury.
Do you think you'll tell, I'm sure you've told people anyway, but do you think you'll tell people about the workshops that Network Personnel are offering, especially Glasgowbury themselves?
I pretty much, even though I already told everybody I knew at the moment, but if I got the chance, I would go to a foreign country and tell them about this workshop. So
it's had a good effect on you then, yeah?
Do you feel it's good to have a place like the Corn Store, Glasgowbury and Network Personnel doing programs, I guess, for young people like yourself?
Yeah, I think it is good to have them around. It's sort of like keep young ones out of the bother too. They learn them a lot of new skills and maybe get a job out of it.
So obviously you think the workshops were a really good idea then. You've picked up a lot of good essential skills. And would you recommend people to sign up? Like, would you recommend people your own age or people younger than you maybe?
Oh, 100%. I've definitely told like a lot of my friends about it, and they know how much I've enjoyed it. So I feel like a lot of people, especially if you're creative, this is definitely the place for you to come. So yeah, I'd highly recommend it.
Do you think the workshops are a good idea? Do you think you're going to tell your friends about it?
Well, I already have told people about it. I will let anyone know there's interest in doing it.
And you'd definitely recommend them for signing up?
I would.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it to everybody that I knew, because the guys up here in Glasgowbury are just absolutely phenomenal. Always there to help you in whatever way they can.
It's great to have this type of thing so close to you, so local, because it is Northern Ireland. Like, we don't have a lot of stuff.
Well, it's good. You're working with like-minded people and you get more opportunities and all, and you also get that fun.
Well, it's took a good bit of confidence out of me. Like, it's got me to, I've actually applied for a job in music production.
That all came about, I suppose, with being on the course and talking to Dermot and them, did it, Carr?
Yeah, it was the last week, week four, Finbar was sent us, and it was on Monday night there.
5 weeks, that's what we had. I definitely would love to have it a bit longer, because the likes of people that had no experience in any of the things that we'd done, they're really only just getting into it. And so then once it's, they got into it, and it's, that's it over now. But yeah, I would definitely wish it could be longer.
As I say, Carol, Butch, you've been a legend, and thanks very much.
That's us. Thank you very much, Catherine. Just, do you want to say bye-bye?
Bye.